Maybe I'm wrong, okay? But I want to believe that it's not a coincidence that the guy we've been waiting to step up, to take his fucking balls out on the mound and show everyone who he is. I don't want to think it's just a coincidence that the day of or the day after, whatever it was, that we find out our ace is done, that Carlos Rodon goes back out there on the mound, hitting 97, giving up one hit over four and however many innings, and saying, fuck you, I got this. If Carlos Rodon goes out there and carries his weight and pitches like an ace until Cole comes back, and of course, we still need him to be great after, but if he goes out there and carries this team on his back, like Stanton did in the summer of 2018, I believe, he will go down as a fucking hero. And this whole entire fan base not only forgives him, but fucking holds him up.
Yes, it was very encouraging yesterday. And any silver lining that can be taken out is that on the day that you learned that you were losing him for at least 2 months, and then we spent a significant amount of time on this last week about Carlos Rodon and the fact that he was only hitting 91 and we didn't like some of the things that he was saying and all this other shit that we said about him. Go back and listen on Odyssey to our show from last week about how we took Carlos Rodon to task, right? It's very encouraging that on that same day, where the Yankees themselves, before the news broke, they knew it was probably going through the clubhouse already, what's going on, that the fastball was back at 97, that he allowed one hit over four innings, and is probably the best he's looked all spring. This is the guy. This is what he was brought here to do, okay? This is what Carlos Rodon was brought here to do, to be the co-ace. Now the ace isn't here. The chair's open, pal.
I mean,
you can sit in the throne for hopefully only 2 months, but the throne's open right now. It's yours to take. You could be a fucking hero to this entire fan base.
Hero.
If you step up, and no one's ever going to forget about Gerrit Cole, because even if every day if we're told we're getting him back, it's going to be every single day. Is he coming back? We can't wait till he gets back. Is he coming back, right? But for that time being, you can ease the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That we know every fifth day we have a legit guy to go out there and just fucking shut another team down. That on that day that Carlos Rodon is on the mound, that if we lose, we're not losing because Carlos Rodon pitched that day. And that's the feeling that we had with Gerrit Cole all of last year. That we knew that if we were going to lose, it wasn't going to be because of Gerrit Cole. Now somebody's got to step up and be that guy. And that's what Carlos Rodon was brought here to be.
I think this actually helps Rodon. I think that this could sound really dumb, but to me, it makes a lot of sense. There was an external pressure on Rodon to prove to this fan base who he is. And yeah, that pressure's still there. I get it. But there's a higher priority of pressure now coming to prove to his teammates who he is.
Great point, bro.
And maybe it's not, maybe it doesn't seem like what I'm saying makes sense because we're the fans. But within that clubhouse, his pressure he feels to prove anything to anyone besides those guys in that clubhouse takes a back seat. And I got to believe that Rodon's a guy who can go out there and say, I got this. I can do this. Give me that fucking ball. I gotta believe he could do it.
Well, do it then, pal. I mean, it's there for the taking. You are going to be the guy on this pitching staff potentially all year. I mean, we're seriously hoping that that's not the case. But he's down. The guy is down right now. Somebody's got to step up and say, I got this. And yeah, bro, it made you feel a little bit better about Carlos Rodon yesterday, that on the day that the news broke, that he had his best outing of the spring, that the fastball was back.
Yeah.
And he dominated pretty much throughout that entire outing yesterday.
Now, yeah, that was good. I felt good.
It's there for him to do, man.
It's right in front of him. We do have a super chat from one of our 11 month members, good old Sarge.
Old Sarge, okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm just throwing a little,
okay.
A little good in there. Good old Sarge. Too much vaginal silicosis, gents. Is there no faith in this team? If Cole's the difference between a World Series and 81 wins, then the Yanks are effed anyway. Vaginal silicosis.
Listen, old Sarge, he loves you, but you just triggered Christian bad.
Yeah, bad. Not good, Sarge.
Bad. And if it wasn't so late, he would have started screaming while SGR was reading that. But it's a little late, and he's a little calmer right now.
Okay. Let me explain something to you guys right now.
Okay, here we go.
Let me explain it. Explain to me, Buck, too, while you're at it. Explain it.
Where's the faith? Yeah. Where's the faith? You want me to have faith in this organization right now, which I did about a week ago. Up until about a week ago, I did. I had faith in this organization that this was the year that things were going to be different. We talked about it all season. Old Sarge, love you, bro. You're in the chat every fucking week that we're live here, so you know what I've been saying for weeks upon weeks now. The vibes are different. This is going to be a different year. I'm not allowed to not feel that anymore. That feeling is not allowed to leave my body when Garrett fucking Cole is facing possibly a season-ending injury. And yeah, this guy's that important. The Yankees didn't make him the highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball because they thought he was okay.
Okay.
They made him the highest paid pitcher in the history of baseball because he's that fucking good. And we've seen it with our own eyes. That's why in 2022, as much as I love him, I ripped on Garrett Cole because 3.53 led the league in strikeouts. Horace took the ball every 5 days. You'd sell your nut to get another guy on this team like that. He's better than that. And that's why I was so mad at him in 22. And he fucking proved it last year, how good he is. The best pitcher in the sport last year. Nobody gave that guy any fucking respect coming into the season last year because of the season that he had. Wasn't even on top 10 lists. Now everybody's tripping over themselves to put him at number one, best pitcher in the sport. Something we knew, something I knew in my heart that he was for a long fucking time. So yeah, I'm going to feel a little bit down and maybe not have as much faith in this team now because this guy's not around. And as soon as he comes back, I'll have that faith again. But until we get fucking confirmation that Garrett Cole's coming back this year, I have what am I having faith in? Because we are trying to do one thing and one thing only this year, win a World Series. And there's two guys, you want to throw Juan Soto in there, fine. There's two guys that nothing can happen to for us to achieve that goal. And we're potentially looking at losing one of them for the entire year, the entire season. So yeah, I don't have as much faith as I did even a week ago when I sat here and we talked about this team. I really wish that we could go back in time a week where our biggest problem was, is DJ LeMahieu washed up, which was one of the segments on our show last week. Go to Odyssey and listen to it if you haven't already. That I thought that we were looking at if DJ LeMahieu is washed up, if Giancarlo Stanton is washed up, if those are your biggest problems with everything else that the Yankees had coming into the season, yeah, I still got a lot of faith in his team. But now our biggest problem is if Garrett Cole's going to pitch this year. So it's hard for me to have that same amount of faith.
Sure. Absolutely. It's the best player going down. I mean, that faith is definitely going to take a little bit of a hit when your best player, the best player pitcher in baseball goes down.
And everybody that listens to this show knows how much I love this fucking guy. So it's not like anybody else. This is my favorite player on the team right now. So yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit more than if anybody else went down. And my level of faith is going to go down a little bit more than if it was anybody else. Because it's this guy. And how much I love this dude and how much he means to this team. And I'm sure everybody's got somebody like that that they feel the same way about. And if you don't, I'm happy for you because another grown man that I don't know shouldn't have this big of an effect on my mood as Garrett Cole does. Maybe I should be a better human than letting a complete stranger affect me like this. But I'm a Yankee fan, okay? I'm a Yankee fan.
Smarter Yankee fan.